So we discovered recently Cal State Fullerton recently became the fourth Cal State to create a queer studies minor. It's an interdisciplinary concentration that pulls courses from a variety of fields. Program coordinators say the minor focuses on norms and how they've changed over time and throughout different cultures. But they do acknowledge also that non-normative sexualities are a large part of the curriculum. And here with us for some reaction is Randy Thomas, and he's president of SaveCalifornia.com. I didn't know we had to study norms, Randy. I thought norms were just kind of something we all understood. And I guess I'm behind the times here.
Well, no, you're not. And they say they can call themselves queer, but you and I can't. It's amazing.
Oh. Well, what do you think about this new program? Obviously, this isn't the first college to do this, and I know there are lots of LGBT curriculums all over the place, but queer studies, what do you make of that?
Well, it's an oxymoron because it should be called the promotion of homosexuality, bisexuality, transsexuality. They're not studying it. If they studied whether it was normal or not, they'd have to hold a news conference or tell all the students, you know what, there's no quote-unquote gay gene. We've never found it. Nobody has found it. Hamer didn't find it. LaVey didn't find it. They were our researchers. They didn't find it. We have noted that there are thousands and thousands of former homosexuals, and they've got families to prove it. They've got testimonies to prove it. We see that a huge amount of those of us in this lifestyle were sexually molested or had very bad relationships with our fathers or our mothers. And we see that this is something that can be changed, certainly with bisexuality. We acknowledge that transsexuality, cross-dressing is not normal. Cutting off healthy body parts is not natural. It takes a scalpel. We have no evidence at all for that this is a natural thing, that people are born homosexual. Actually, it is a behavior. So we have to announce that as our findings of our study. If they were honest, that's what they would do. But they are dishonest, and so they are indoctrinating college students to think that homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality is good and natural, maybe even for them, but more so because the students that are interested in this are already relativistic because of the government school mentality they've been in through kindergarten through 12th grade, probably. They are sitting ducks to become activists. So this is training up an army of intolerant activists who want to trample parental rights, religious freedom, marriage, the Boy Scouts, property rights, business rights, medical doctor rights, etc., 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 free speech, religious freedom. This is very dangerous. It is on several campuses in California. And yes, I do believe that this is a wave because what do we have in most college campuses? Liberal administrators that allow this. And so that is a fertile bed for an infection of queer studies that will not be studying anything that's true, but be promoting a lie.
Well, I agree. Here's one of the quotes I dug up when I was looking into queer studies. Marianne LaFrance is the former chair of the Larry Kramer Initiative for Lesbian and Gay Studies at Yale. And this was a quote from Marianne. Now we're asking not just what causes homosexuality, but also what causes heterosexuality. In other words, turn the norm on its head and say, heterosexuality, why do we have that, as if it's not patently obvious?
Yeah, those who are making a claim of something, the burden is on them to provide the evidence, but they don't want to talk about that. I'm looking at the same quote, and, you know, I remember an interview I did with a former homosexual named Michael Glatz. He's a Christian man now, and he had been targeting young school children for indoctrination in California. But as a former homosexual, Michael Glatz says, well, you know, we were always told to question our heterosexuality, but no one was ever allowed to question their homosexuality. Right. And you have to question that because I am just amazed that there are people like Chastity Bono of Sonny and Cher family, and she wrote that she was molested by a female babysitter, so a lesbian molestation of a little girl named Chastity, and then she cuts off her healthy breasts, and she says her name is Chaz. She went from lesbian to transsexual. And she doesn't see the connection. Well, when you have your emotional identity messed with, you have your gender identity messed with, then it's very, very easy to go and promote that that as, quote, normal when it's completely non-normal. I'm reminded of the news that you may have noticed out of Berkeley, California. There's two lesbians with a boy they adopted, and he wants to be a girl, they say, so they're blocking his male hormones and dressing him up as a little girl, 11 years old now. Well, obviously, that's child abuse, and obviously, when there are people who are adults who deny their gender identity and they mess with their gender identity, it's very easy for them to support messing with children's gender identity, and that's what they're doing at the college level in almost every college in California that's government funded is at least supportive of this. But I mean, this is happening across the nation as well. I mean, it's in the queer studies started in the fall of 1970 at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, and at the University of Nebraska Lincoln. It's gone into New York. It's gone into some Midwest states, and so you'll see this pop up. That's why Young Americans for Freedom, on their website, have 10 top conservative colleges, and they name 10 that promote moral values and teach about the founding of our nation. And I'm ashamed to say that there are actually many, many quote-unquote Christian colleges that are not very Christian because they even allow this as a possibility, saying, well, you might be homosexual, and that's obviously against the Bible, and it's against science.
It sure is, and this is where we are right now in our culture. And it's interesting, one of the things they say about this program at Cal State Fullerton is that it explores all kinds of differences from sexual orientation to weight. I mean, W-E-I-G-H-T, you know, how much somebody weighs. So in other words, we want to take it beyond just talking about being lesbian, gay, transsexual, etc., and talk about all kinds of, it almost sounds like just flat out victimology. Well, let's just talk about anybody who is ostracized or bullied by the culture. Is that sort of the trend you're seeing when queer studies and this kind of academic discipline, if you want to call it that, is being promoted?
Yeah, it's the abolition of critical thinking. There used to be, when you and I were either kids or before we were born, a thought that people were born alcoholics. And that was found through evidence to be completely untrue, completely false. Well, we have to look at the evidence, and sure, you're right, we are seeing irresponsibility, even in the courts, where people will claim, they were born violent, or they have their parents were to blame for their actions. No, we're all responsible as adults for our own actions. No one can make you sin. No one can make you do something you don't want to do unless you're a slave or a soldier or in a business where you're an employee, but you actually are arrested by a policeman. There's a couple exceptions in society, but most of the time we do what we want to do, and we have to take responsibility. And the reason we have even economic problems and problems in the military is we're not taking the responsibility that we should as Americans.
Yeah. Well, you know, Randy, you and I have talked before about what all has gone on in California and the public schools there with the LGBT role models signed into law by Governor Brown, et cetera. I mean, here we are on the college level seeing this sort of thing. And I know that you've told and advised Christian parents, you know, get out of the public schools in California. But what do Christian parents specifically do about college education? It seems we do see this tidal wave, not just in the LGBT queer studies area where aberrant sexuality is being not just talked about, but promoted. What's a Christian family to do? How do you educate your kids when they get to the college level if increasingly we're seeing this sort of thing going on?
Well, I think we have to ask, what's the purpose of college in the first place? We have to ask, is it worth the money, and what is going to be done? There are some who are saying it's not worth the money, that they want to have correspondence and college on the internet, I believe, may eventually replace the physical colleges. Yet the living away experience for a child, if they are properly trained, and then they can sort of spread their wings as an adult, not into immorality, not into license, but into personal responsibility. That is a good experience, but see, that can be done in different ways. So if you're a parent looking at a college or university for your child, for your young adult, you need to look very, very carefully. Don't just trust something that calls itself Christian, and don't just trust something that calls itself public. Right. You've got to do your homework on the web. I mean, we even had a Christian college out here in California, Biola University, and when the Soul Force group, the homosexual activists, were going all over the country and going to Liberty University and Regent University, where they were told they're trespassing, promoting their perverse agenda on campus, Biola University in La Mirada, California, actually said, well, let's let them on the campus. Maybe they can teach us something. I mean, this type of stuff is teaching kids a lie that homosexuality is good and natural when it is actually unhealthy and unnatural. And so it is a war, and the culprit is parents who will send their children to places where the kids get more indoctrinated, the young adults rather, and then they become actually voters and activists for a lie.
Well, and you think about public universities getting money to promote this sort of thing. Is there ever any sort of pushback against public universities for offering these kinds of courses, Randy? Or have Christian people kind of given up and they're just kind of concentrating on the lower levels of public school?
I think the latter. In California, you've got a lot of people who work at the University of California getting rich. The $100,000 pension club keeps growing in the University of California. Thousands and thousands of people getting rich off the taxpayers. I see the criticism more to be about largesse and misspending of money and the high salaries. But no, the Democrats and the liberal Republicans both agree in the courts and in the California legislature that this is okay. And so we are going to have non-normal be seen as normal in the eyes of young adults who are very influenced, unless parents say, look, I am going to investigate stuff personally. I'm not going to just say something is Christian if they call it Christian, or something is public if they call it public, something is good if they call it good. No, I am going to actually care enough to be personally responsible so I can advise my child, and even if I'm providing, I'm going to be a better decision maker.
Well, we really admire what you do, Randy, over at SaveCalifornia.com, and I think your perspective is really needed, not just for California, but the whole country. And I'm sorry for what you're going through out there, but I'm glad you're there, and thanks a lot for being with us.
Well, thanks. Parents need to remove their children from the government system, and you got to really consider about those colleges, too, because you can't throw away money and you can't throw away brains.
That's it. Thanks a lot, Randy Thomason from SaveCalifornia.com. We'll be back.